Good morning. My name is Mee Mary, and I'm your host for today. Hey, welcome to Declare Victory. Are there any first-time callers on the line? No, we are all family. Oh, hey, family. Our defense are as follows. Reminder to our production team, there will be a meeting immediately following the call today. If you have not joined the team but feel you have something to offer in our fundraising efforts, please join us as immediately after the call. Our spoken prayer requests are as follows. Sister Julia is requesting prayer for her family and the DV family. Sister Tracy would like for us to continue to intercede on her behalf. JC is having knee pain and is asking us to continue to lift her up. Sister Gloria is requesting that her sons, Marcus and Matthew, be saved in the mighty name of Jesus. Gail is asking prayer that her insurance company will replace the wiring in her apartment the proper way. And let's see. And again, today is Sanai J's birthday, so let's keep her lifted up as well. Online prayer request, I didn't see any, so I'm going to give the order of the call now. Today, our scripture reading will be by Tracy Lawrence. Eric Evans will declare victory over our lives today. Brother Eric will lead us in prayer. Diane will be our second prayer warrior. Ms. Barbara will be our third prayer warrior. And closing us out today is Denise Alice Smith. Let's hear you roar. Don't forget to put your phones on mute. I now pass the call.
Good morning, everyone. I will be reading from Psalms 27, verse 14. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord as I pass the call.
You're still on mute.
Erica, if you're talking, we can't hear you, sweetie.
Let's give her a few minutes. She may have gotten disconnected. Erica, are you back? Erica. All right, just sit tight, you all, for 1 second. Let me send her a text message.
Can you guys hear me?
Now we can.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. To God be the glory. Wow. So my phone that I just got, so I can call, and I've been calling on for the past 2 days, just hung up and is not working. So I am back through the app again right now. So, praise God, anyhow. I'm already nervous. I don't even know why that just happened, but I just bless God anyway. Really quick before I get started, there is one more announcement that I wanted to make, and I'm going to go ahead and read it how it was written. I put it in there a little bit too late for me, Mary, to catch it. It says, our production team would like to invite you all to our first paint night fundraiser. Save the date for December 12th at 6 p.m. We are very excited to have artist Virginia Jordan teaching this class for us. It will be open to the public, but we are looking for most of the spots to be filled by our victors. And you can look for more details in the Victory Room once they're available. Okay, so again, I am calling through the app, so if anything it's broken up, if someone can just call me on three-way or something so I can jump back in, that would be great. Oh, here we go. I do feel blessed to be before you guys again. It's been quite a while since the first time I did a morning declaration, so I'm going to continue to ask that you continue to pray for me as I share. And it's going to be a little bit different for me and kind of different for the line this morning how it came to me to share with you guys, but I hope that you are able to appreciate what the Lord put on my heart. I've actually been studying the topic for over a month, but I just had a very, very hard time writing the actual declaration. Not much more was coming out than my personal testimony, so that's I guess it's just time for that. So it's going to be short. Hopefully it will be sweet and the Lord will make a way. Here we go. I am a gift. The recipient thought that I would be the best one to talk to you today about, well, I'll save that for later, but what I can say now is that this gift, me, the recipient was not ready to receive. Not only was she not ready, but she didn't trust the giver. Don't get me wrong, she was a believer in him, but apparently not his abilities. She thought she was, but action showed otherwise. You'll see. Just listen to the story. So here it is, beginning. My mother found out she was pregnant when she was 17, Daddy, 20. They had been in love for 3 years, but when I came along, it was ending. I was growing in my mother's womb for 8 weeks, maybe 9, then she killed me. That was the end of my time. I didn't get a chance to do what God had planned for me. I mean, I guess I did, but my mom, she missed out. Missed out on the promises that came with opening me, her gift. Instead, she covered me up, killed me, and tried to forget me, but God. I don't say that to paint a picture of a horrible person. She was young, immature, not focused on the reality of what could be when I was conceived, too focused on self to think about me, her gift. Too concerned of what others might think, too consumed by fear, fear. And she didn't open her gift. My mom, I can call her that now because on this call with you all, my mom acknowledged me. Yes, it was because of this call with you all that my mom finally realized I was real. She sent me here today to be introduced to the world because I finally have a name. For years, she ignored me, tried to convince herself that I wasn't much of anything, but now she knows. Her eyes were open to her baby, her gift. She loves me, misses me even, and last year she gave me a name. I am Naomi Grace. Not only did she name me, but she wrote me a letter. It was simple, to the point, but it made her feel better. It read, "I'm sorry that I wasn't strong enough or wise enough to understand the blessing that you worked in my life. I'm sorry. There was no one around that was in your corner or mine. I'm sorry that mommy never held you, nursed you, or kissed your precious face. I'm sorry. I let them strip you from the only home you knew. I'm sorry I didn't let you live." Hold on. Wait a minute, baby. Mommy's got it from here. I know I sent you, but now I see that it's got to come from me. You see, I was listening to you, and you were doing so well, but you were my gift, so it's my story to tell. Taking a passive approach is what got me here from the start, so let me start this over and pour out my heart. Like she said, I was 17, and the thought of her made me scream. I made a decision with not too much thought either. Okay, she's here. Great. But she's got to go. I'm not ready, I'm not willing. God, the answer is no. No, I don't trust you enough. No, this cannot be. No, I don't want an opportunity for you to work through me. I decided for myself what was best, not my Father, my Creator. No, he must be too upset. I can't even blame the enemy here. It was all me. No lie. I told them to kill my baby, and I don't think I even cried. Numb to life itself, just wanted her to go away. Playing God, aborted my mission, racing back to my real life cheerleading competition. I almost acted as if the gift was a disease, plucking my baby from my womb, all the while praying for a reprieve. It's almost like I was watching a movie of someone else's life. I couldn't be the one, that girl who'd be a mama before a wife. No, God, that's not how I planned it. So your gift I cannot take. I know I say I love you, but this commandment I'll willingly break. Murder. Yes, that's what it was, and I can say it now because I had to. If I was truly to repent, I had to know what I was saying sorry for. My God is awesome, and in his sovereign way, he touched me, cleansed my heart, and washed my sins away. You know, it seemed that I was off the hook. No need to further worry about abortion. You thought I'd learned my lesson. There's a blessing in his gifts. We should nurture them, let them grow, and birth them out. Now I know. Yeah. Right. That easy. Sin once and let it go. The enemy is way too busy and my flesh too weak, you know? 5 years later, same show is projecting. Protection, not protecting. Plan B, my body rejecting. Here we go again. I can hear you thinking, she knows better by now, that every gift is from the Lord and he'll make a way somehow. I wish that were true. Instead, another victim down, Elijah Mercy, sent back to heaven to receive his tiny crown. Disgust, shame, guilt, and fear, my spirit riddled with disbelief. I had come so far, I thought, but there I was, on repeat. Forgive me, Lord, for I have sinned. You won't find me here again, but this load I cannot bear. Take care of my little man. It was so easy this time to take my child's life, not numb like before, more business transaction like. The father fought me this time. He had more sense than me. The same lies I told myself before came up again and won. The battle was over in my mind before it even begun. My gifts are gone, and by my own hand. I'm forgiven, this I know, but I can never get them back. I thank God for the process and the time to finally grieve. Beauty for ashes I've been given because I do believe Ezra and Aria were received right from the start, but they share the same space with Naomi and Elijah in my heart. I've come so far from that time in my life, but I find myself struggling with the new gifts inside. But I'm not going back to my murderous ways. I'm available, Lord. I give myself away. I'm sharing this today because I don't want this to happen to you, that the Lord blesses you with amazing gifts that you never see through. We are told not to neglect our gift in 1 Timothy 4:14. Fan them into the flame. Stir it up. Give your gift a name. Has God laid his hands on you, planted a seed in your womb? Pregnant with possibility, gifts and talents ready to bloom. Don't let fear consume you, because the reality is this. When we do not operate in our gifts, it is not only us that miss. Yeah, we miss out on being used as an instrument of the king, but more importantly, the kingdom misses out on the blessings our gifts would bring. When the giver bears his presence, we must enter in his presence with thanksgiving. Instead of turning and running away, embrace the gift and trust that God will make a way. Accept the fact that he chose you to bring life unto this gift, and you're equipped with everything that you need. Yes, it may be too big for you, but God is in control, and his word is true. He says, I know the plans I have for you, to prosper you, not harm. Your gifts are a part of his perfect plan if you let them take form. Stay clear, brothers and sisters, from spiritual abortion, hiding our dreams, burying our gifts, and wondering why we can't move forward. Receive your gifts with open arms, with praise unto the giver. Name your baby, nurture it, until it's time to deliver. As I pass the call.
Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you for the declaration, Lord, from Sister Erica. Lord, we thank you for the reader. We thank you for everybody who's came before us, Lord. Lord, we acknowledge you, Lord, as Lord and God, our Redeemer, our Savior, our Creator. We lift your name high above the earth, Lord. You are God all by yourself, and there is none like you, Lord. We thank you and we praise you on this Sabbath morning, Lord, for this is your day. And let us rejoice and be glad in it, Lord. Lord, I ask, Lord, that on this day, Lord, as we go forth in our activities, Lord, in our fellowships and our interactions with one another, Lord, let us be a light. Let us be a beacon of hope, Lord. Let us give a word of encouragement, a word of truth, Lord. A word of prayer, Lord, to the mothers, Lord, I pray, Lord, that may be struggling, Lord, with children that are gestating in their wombs, Lord, or about to be born, Lord. Lord, I ask, Lord, to give them hope and courage and we come against the spirit of despair, Lord, and of a murderous spirit, Lord, against that spirit of abortion right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke it in the name of Jesus, Lord, and we cast it into the depths of hell, Lord, where we'll not survive anymore, Lord. Lord, I want to lift up each and every voice, each and every name, each and every person that's on the line today, Lord. Lord, I thank you for grace and mercy, Lord. Lord, that allows us to move past our sins, Lord, knowing, Lord, that they were crucified on the cross, Lord, and that we're covered in the blood, Lord. Lord, let us move past our obstacles, Lord. Let us run, Lord. Let us run this race. Above this cloud of witnesses, Lord, give us the strength, Lord, the courage, and the desire, Lord, to lay aside every sin that besets us, Lord. Let us run with speed and with joy, Lord. Let us run to a sin and dark and dying world, Lord, with the gospel truth, Lord, that you loved us, Lord. Let us run, Lord, with thankfulness, Lord, that you came down because you loved us so much, Lord, and that you died on the cross, Lord, and that you shed each and every drop of your blood, Lord, that empowers us and that, Lord, makes us righteous, Lord, and wipes away our sins. Heavenly Father, we just love you today, Lord. I thank you for your mercy, Lord. And allowing us once again, Lord, to lift our eyes, Lord, and to take breaths, Lord, today, Lord. The mercy, Lord, is to give us one more opportunity, Lord, to fulfill our purpose, Lord. To impart our gifts, Lord. Lord, I thank you today, Lord. I thank you. Lord, I didn't get a chance to get the request, Lord, but you know the hearts and the needs and desire, Lord, of everyone who's requested. And so every request that has been written, that has been said, and even those who have been unsaid, Lord, I pray that you would meet every need in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, I pray, Lord, that every blessing, Lord, that is set aside for us, Lord, Lord, that we will pick up, Lord, and that we will take it, that we will be grateful, Lord, and that we will be thankful for that, Lord. Lord, I pray, Lord, that this line will continue to grow and to continue to prosper, Lord, even as each soul prospers right here in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, I pray, Lord, that our sons and our daughters will be protected, Lord. Lord, I pray, Lord, that men would be drawn to this line, Lord, and that they may receive a word, Lord, and that the word would not go void in their hearts, Lord, and that they would become leaders, Lord, of their communication, that they would become better fathers, Lord, that they would become better providers for their families, Lord, better priests and pastors in their homes, Lord. Lord, that they would become pillars in their church, Lord. Lord, I pray for pastors and deacons and elders, Lord, and ushers, Lord, to stand up today, Lord, and shout with the voice of triumph, Lord, that God is coming and that his reward is with him. And so, Lord, before I end this prayer, Lord, I ask, Lord, that you would present us with the holy armor, the divine armor. Lord, that you would give us strength right now to endure the soon and coming persecution that is even now happening in places like Syria and Paris, Lord. Lord, I lift up the names, Lord, of each and every victim of the terrorist activities. Lord, I pray, Lord, that the families would be strengthened, Lord, and that comfort and peace, Lord, would begin to reign upon every continent, every state, Lord, every country, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. I ask, Lord, right now, Lord, that you would give us strength to stand when we can do nothing else, Lord, to stand for you, Lord. If we be the only one in our families, Lord, to stand for truth, Lord, let us stand, Lord. Lord, if we be the only one in our church, Lord, to stand, Lord. If we should be called upon, Lord, to testify about our faith in front of presidents and judges and magistrates, Lord, and courthouses, Lord, and prime ministers, even if we are called to stand in the area of the General Conference, Lord, of the United Nations, Lord, let us stand, Lord, and do so, Lord, and let us withhold not one word. Let us stand upon the wall today, Lord, as we watch, as we become watchers, Lord. Lord, let us stand in the fields, Lord, as we sow seeds, Lord, and work in your vineyards, Lord, and as we harvest souls, Lord, because that is what you have called us to do, Lord. And so, Lord, as we stand, as we work, as we wait, Lord, give us strength, Lord. Give us courage, Lord. Be with us, Lord. Walk beside us, Lord, and let your spirit always dwell within us, Lord, as we pray, and as we work, Lord, we give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. In Jesus' name, I pray, amen, as I pass the call.
Father God, I thank you for another day of your brand new mercies, oh God. God, I just love you today. I give your name the praise. For you are God and God alone. You don't need our help in anything, God, because you're so much bigger than our circumstances, our situations. Oh, God, I thank you that you are the God who possesses heaven and earth. You are Elohim, the creator of the earth and the universe, oh, God. God, I bless your name today. I thank you for me, Mary, for greeting. I thank you for Tracy Lawrence for that scripture and song. And Erica for that wonderful, wonderful declaration of a gift. Oh, God, we are all gifts. You said children are a blessing from God. God, and I thank you today for our children. I thank you today for Dion, the one whom you've given this visionary to bring this call to pass. I thank you, dear God, for her obedience to your call. I thank you, God, for her family this morning, her mother, Miss Jackie, her children, her grandmother, Miss Sadie. Oh, God, I bless your name. I pray for all the elderly parents, oh, God. You said, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days on earth may be long. God, today we thank you for our parents. We thank you for our grandparents, and we thank you, Lord God, for our children. We thank you for all the blessings that you have bestowed upon us. We thank you most of all, God, for your unconditional love, your outstretched hand, oh God. We bless your name today. We thank you for our children, oh God. I thank you, Lord, that your word prevails over our children.
that they cast their cares on you, that they grow in the grace and knowledge of you and abound more and more in how they should walk to please you. I thank you, dear Lord. I pray your blessing and your protection around them in Jesus' name. Father God, I pray for our unsaved loved ones that they will come to repentance of their sins, that they may receive your salvation, that they may have eternal life. Fill them with the knowledge of you in Jesus' name. Father God, I pray for family this morning. God, I thank you for family, for relationships. I pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you said in your word that we should love one another. Love one another as we love ourselves. To love our neighbors. Father God, in the name of Jesus, teach us to love like you unconditionally. Teach us to see people as you see them. Father God, in the name of Jesus, you gave your only son that we may have life and have it more abundantly. You love us just as you love your son, oh God. Father, in the name of Jesus, David said, what is man that thou mindful of him? God, I praise your name. I thank you that we matter to you, oh God. Father God, let us feel the same way about our neighbors. Father God, and our unsaved loved ones, even those who hurt us and persecute us, oh God. Father God, you said to love your enemies. God, help us in the name of Jesus to love one another, to love others that don't look like us. But God, show the love of Christ through everyone, to everyone, for we may be the only Christ that they see. Father God, that they know, that we may bring them into the house of God, that they will learn of you, that they will have a relationship with you. God, you call us all to the Great Commission. Father God, and I thank you in the name of Jesus. Father, help us to do just that. You tell us to go out teaching and baptizing them in the name of Jesus. Father God, let us live our life in a manner that's pleasing to you, that our conduct be pleasing unto you. Father God, that we walk, Father God, circumspectly, Lord God. Father, that's pleasing in thy sight. Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift up to you now our marriages, oh God. Help us in our marriage, God, that we live before you. Father God, you are the God who ordained marriages. Father, you created marriages to be a permanent covenant, oh God, to love one another. You said, husbands, to love your wife as you have loved the church and given yourself for us. Father God, you tell wives, Father God, to submit yourself to your own husband, oh God. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus. But Father God, we must first submit to you, oh God. Father God, you said to seek first the kingdom of God and all the other things that will be added. Oh God, you've given us everything to sustain life, to sustain our marriages. Father God, help us to keep our communication frequency open, oh God, that when we have conflict in our marriage, God, we will pray and come back together as your word says, oh God. Father God, we must not go overnight with our anger, oh God. You said, for if we go to bed, let the sun go down on our anger. We give the devil a foothold. And Father God, we don't need a foothold in our lives, in our marriages, in our homes, oh God. We pray today, Father God, that we keep the communication open between our spouses, that we love our spouses, be more intimate with our spouses. Father God, that we live for you in our marriages, oh God. Father God, and we submit together to you, oh God, that we will become one in our marriages, oh God. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for our marriages. As I call out each couple, oh God, I pray your blessing upon their marriage, upon their household, upon their families, oh God. Bless them indeed. Father God, I call out Will and Carol Walker, Derek and Erica Evans, Kevin and Gwendolyn Jane, Horatio and Florence Jones, Revere Lynette Evans, Andre and Tracy Beasley, Kevin and LaJette Richardson, T.A. and Yvette West, Robert and Cynthia Lawson, Joel and Betty Clifton, Leonard and Diane Matthew, Pierre and Lisa Crawford, Desalyn and Draco Tucker, David and Stacy Robinson, Jay and Kimberly Sweet, Kimball and Adrian Phillips, Steve and Sandra James, Micah and Marilyn Michaud, Steve and Tanisha Pettis Thomas, Billy and Valencia, Curtis and Sherry Martin, Prentice and Felicia Barrett, Eric and Juliet Smith, Jeff and Patrice Vicker, Wayne and Barbara Cockerer, Troy and Monique, Previs and Clara Jenkins, Wayne and Diane Templeton, Dan and Denise, Lonnie and Denise Smith, Fred and Valerie Simpson, Brian and Tina Hurd Andrew, Carl and Tanya Alexander, LaJuan and Mary, Rick and Susie Womack, Maddie and Dee Dee Felder, Claudio and Moni Ramirez, Rick and Carolyn, William and Tiffany Alone, Carl and Kathy Smith, Ken and Bertha Clark, Oliver and Portia Norwood, Archie and Alicia Hart, Robert and Michelle Nelson, Eddie and Sharon Harris, Joel and Kimani Quilly, Thornton and Carolyn Dial, Scotty and Sherelle Gayhart, Ronna and Sandra Gayhart, Edward and Gwen White, Cleveland and Leot, Samuel and Aurelia Morgan, Todd and Zena Davis, John and Diane Davis, Mark and Cheryl Nurse Wonder. God, I pray and thank you for these marriages, and I pray your love permeate every areas of their marriage and all those marriages that I didn't call. And God, bless our singers, those who are seeking marriage. God, let them hold on to you until you bring them a mate. God, I bless your name. In Jesus' name, I pray as I pass the call.
Most gracious Heavenly Father, I come to you this morning once again, Lord, thanking you for allowing us to wake up and see another one of your beautiful days, Lord, for somebody didn't wake up this morning, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I come this morning asking that you would forgive me of any sins I've committed, Lord, by thought, word, or deed, so that you might hear me this morning, Lord Jesus. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, O Father, and take not your Holy Spirit from me, Lord. Lord, I just lift up JC this morning, Lord. I ask you to touch those knees, Lord Jesus, with your holy hand, Lord Jesus. Heal her body, Lord Jesus. I lift up Marcus and Matthew, Lord, asking you to open their eyes to you, Lord. Deliver them from whatever's going on in their lives, Lord. Make them holler and scream and ask, what can they do to know Jesus, Lord Jesus? Lord, I just put in a prayer for Gail, Lord, asking that this insurance company would pay so that the electrical company will replace her electrical wiring, Lord Jesus. That's a safety thing, Lord. I just lift that up to you right now, Lord, thanking you in advance because I know you're going to take care of it, Lord Jesus. I just lift up Sister Julia to you and her family, Lord Jesus, thanking you for her. I lift up the Declared Victory family, everyone under the sound of my voice, Lord, those requests that were spoken, but there were unspoken prayer requests also, Lord. And I just ask you to grant, Lord, as you see that we need things. You know what we need before we even ask you for it, Lord Jesus. I just continue to lift up Sister Tracy to you, Lord, thanking you for her, Father. Ask you to put a hedge around her, Lord. Touch her from the top of her head till the soles of her feet, Lord Jesus. I lift up Ruth and her family still to you, Lord, asking you, Father, to be with them as they're still in bereavement, Lord Jesus. I lift up Dion and Jackie to you, Lord, asking you to comfort, Father, as only you can comfort during a time like this, Lord Jesus. And I just thank you for your mercy. I thank you for your love. I thank you for your grace, Lord Jesus. You're such an awesome Savior. Do we really know how awesome and wonderful you are, Lord Jesus? Father, I lift up every church that is open in your name, Lord Jesus. I pray for the cities. I pray for all the states of the United States. I pray for the legislation. I pray for our local government, our president, our governors, our mayors, Lord Jesus, all our city workers, Lord. I lift up the military to you, Lord, thanking you for their protection of our country, Lord Jesus. Protect each person one by one, Lord Jesus. I lift up our policemen and our firemen to you, Father, thanking you for them, Lord. I ask you to continue to protect them and bless them, Lord. And, Father, I lift up our pastors to you, each church that is open in your name, Lord Jesus. Bishop Bob Jackson, Pastor Kevin Hope, Pastor Ricky L. Nutt, Pastor Ricky J. Nutt, Pastor George Brown, Pastor Mary Strutz, Pastor Gary Matara, Pastor David Fussold, Pastor William Coleman, Pastor Derry and Tammy Moulton, Pastor Bessie Sims, Pastor Ricky Williams, Pastor Lloyd Farr, Pastor Patrick Foster, Pastor Kevin James, Pastor Ken Foreman, Pastor Kurt Foreman, Dr. David and Kathy Castrati, Pastor Terrence Nichols, Pastor Stan Martin, Overseer Jeremiah Martin, Pastor Kevin B. Hall, Pastor Isaac Neal, Pastor Don T. Jones, Pastor Jan Hunter Sr., Pastor Tamara Bennett, Pastor C. L. Willis, Pastor Lauren E. Marin, Pastor E. F. Brown, Apostle D. Christmas, Bishop J. W. Macklin, Pastor Stephen Thorner, Pastor Renee Winston, Pastor D. J. Williams, Pastor Kirkland Smith, Pastor Joe Nobles, Pastor Archie Levias Sr., Pastor Archie Levias Jr., Pastor Claudel Huey, Pastor James Bryan, Pastor Decoy Porter, Pastor Ellington Porter, Pastor Kevin James, Pastor Lavelle Jones, Bishop Reams, Pastor Brendan and Marie Reams, Pastor Freddie and Dieta Parham, Pastor Oscar Dance, Pastor J.R. Coleman, Pastor Johnny Wiley, Pastor E.K. Dawson, Pastor Aaron Hutchison, Pastor Michael E. Hale, Pastor Aurelius Walker, all the pastors in Las Vegas, Pastor Dave Early, Pastor Lester L. Cannon Sr., Pastor C. Christmas Smith, Pastor Santos Howard, Pastor Glenn Bruteau, Pastor James Kimbrough, Pastor Craig Dossman, Carlton Lenard, Pastor Charles E. Blake, Pastor Patrick Weaver, Pastor David Barris, Pastor Leonard Drew Sr., Pastor James Brompton, Pastor Horace S. Jones, Pastor Timmy Dupree, Pastor Brian Holloway, Pastor Frank Dance, Pastor Audrey Williams, Pastor Kevin McCullough, Pastor David Jackson, Bishop Sean Teal, Pastor O'Neill Young, Pastor Curtis Robinson, Pastor Shirley Wilson, Pastor Victor S. Bryce, Minister Marcus Dyson, Pastor Paulette Harper, Apostle Valeria Oliver, Pastor Karen Burkhalter, Pastor Benson, Pastor Gort, Lord, and all the pastors' names that I didn't call, you know them. You know each hair on their head, Lord Jesus. I just lift them up to you, Lord, asking you to continue to put a hedge around each of them, Lord. Bless their families, Lord Jesus. Continue to anoint their minds, Lord, so that they part your word, so that we can understand, so that we can live a life for you, Lord Jesus. Lord, I just thank you this morning. I just praise you. I just magnify your name, Lord. I love you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for another day, Lord, another chance to try to get it right, Lord Jesus. I just ask these things in Jesus' name as I pass the call.
Oh, God, we stay in that same vein, Father God, of gratefulness and thankfulness, Lord God. We thank you
We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for who you are. We thank you for who you've been. And we thank you for who you are yet going to be in and through our lives. God, I bless your name on this morning for the word that was spoken by Ericon today, Lord God. God, I thank you for allowing her the ability to impart unto us, Lord God. God, I even thank you for the delivery on today, Lord Jesus. God, I thank you for every good and perfect gift, for it comes from you, Lord God. God, I thank you that even now, Lord God, as we are beginning to pray, God, that you are stirring up the gifts on the inside of us, Lord God. God, for every gift that lays dormant, Father God, God, my prayer is that you would stir it up now, Lord God, that it would be used for your glory, Lord God, that it would be used for your will in the name of Jesus, Lord God. God, even the gifts that some of us as women, Lord God, aborted, God, we thank you for those gifts as well, Lord God. Whatever the situation and circumstance was, Lord, we thank you that you are a forgiving God. And God, yes, yesterday is gone, Lord God. So we thank you, Lord God, that we have the ability to move forward, Lord God, that we are no longer stuck in a place of unforgiveness. God, for your word says that there is now, therefore, no condemnation. God, we thank you that every woman that is on this call that has walked through that place, Lord God, that is not, that they are no longer there, God, waiting in the background, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that today that there is therefore no condemnation, God. And because of that, we can move forward, God. We can stop looking in the rearview mirror, Lord God, and we can press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. God, we thank you, Lord God, for the gift of prophecy, God. We thank you for the gift of teaching, oh God. God, we thank you for the gift of administration. God, we thank you for the gift of singing, oh God. God, we thank you for every gift. God, for the talents. God, for some have one. God, some have many, Lord God. So, God, we thank you for every gift. God, and we ask that you would endow those, Father God, that don't exactly know what their gift is, Father God, that you would, God, speak to their very hearts on today, Lord God, that you would remind them, God, and not even if you haven't even told them, Lord God, that you would reveal unto them, Lord God, exactly what you've called for them to do. God, we bless your name on today, Lord God. We magnify you. We exalt you. We esteem you higher than any situation and circumstance, Lord God. God, we thank you that we don't have to be moved by what we see. We don't have to be moved by what we hear, Lord God, because we can only be moved, and we should only be moved by your word, Lord God. Your word, Father God, is sharper than any two-edged sword, Lord God. God, your word says that we are more than overcomers, Lord God. Your word says that we can all do all things through Christ that strengthens us. Your word says that greater is he that's on the inside of me than he that is in the world. God, your word, Father God, your word, Father God, comes to revive us. Your word comes to restore us. Your word comes to remind us, Lord God, that you hung, bled, and died for us, Lord Jesus. Over some 2,000 years ago, Lord God, you decided that you would give up the ghost, Father God, on your own, that we may have the right to the tree of life and that more abundantly. God, but we are so grateful that you decided not to stay dead in that borrowed tomb that they put you in. God, but after the third day, you said enough, and that you rose with all power. God, we thank you for that very power that you rose with, because that same power that you got up with, Lord God, you deposited on the inside of us, Lord God. That power, Lord God, that has the power and the strength to overcome any obstacles, Lord God. The power, God, that we can lay hands on the sick. The power, Lord God, that we can defeat the devil, Lord God, that we can curse it out its root, Lord God, and that we can cast it into the sea of hell, Lord God, and it would not return again. God, we thank you for that very power, Lord God. God, the power that some of us don't even know that we have on the inside, but oh, God, if we would just tap into the uttermost parts of our soul. God, we have the power to change our situations. We have the power to change our circumstances. God, we have the power to speak those things that be not as though they were, God, and that they would manifest
in the earth realm, Lord God. God, we bless your name on today, God. God, we thank you that you are a sovereign God. God, we thank you that you are an omnipotent God. God, we thank you that you are Bel-Terazim, God, that you are the restorer of the broken, God, the restorer of the breach. God, we thank you, God, that you are light into our dark past. God, we thank you that you are the wheel in the middle of the wheel. God, we thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are a bridge over troubled water. God, we thank you that you are everything that we need exactly when we need it, oh God. God, we thank you that you restore, God, restore. God, we thank you that you are the restorer not only of our health, God, but of our minds, God, of our spirits. God, we bless you on today, God. We bless you, God, because there is none greater than you, God. We've searched all over, God. We look high and we look low, God, but there is none greater than you on today. God, I thank you that you are our peace. You are the peace that surpasses all understanding, God. You are the peace that says that it would rule like an umpire, Lord God. You are the peace that's going to show up on Thanksgiving, God. Even in the midst of family chaos and disarray, God, you be that peace, Lord God. God, and remind us why we even come together. God, it's not about the food. God, it's about the fellowship. God, we bless you, Jesus. We thank you for the fellowship, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for our loved ones. God, those that are here on this earth, God, those that are preparing, God, to meet you, God, and those that are already going on before us. God, we bless you for every one of them. Lord Jesus, we bless you, Jesus, for those that are traveling. God, we pray that you would give them traveling grace and mercy. God, keep this country. God, keep us from the hands of the enemy, God. God, we speak peace over in Paris. God, we speak peace, God, over in Africa. God, look over this nation, God. God, you are a God of this nation. You are a God of this world. God, you are the only true and living God. God, some of us have tried Buddha. God, some of us have tried Mohammed. God, but God, you are not that God. God, you are the God of all. So, God, we bless you and we magnify you on today. God, we glorify your name. God, I sense your presence even now. God, we thank you, Jesus, for never failing us. God, you are always showing up, God. We thank you for that, God. We thank you, Jesus, for your presence, God, that rests in the middle of us, God, even now in our homes, God. God, some of us live in chaotic situations, God. Some of us don't even know which way to turn, but God, I thank you for your presence, God. Thank you, Jesus. God, I thank you that earth, God, is your footstool and heaven is your home. God, I thank you that you sit high, God, but you look close. God, you already know the needs, the wants, and the desires of your people, God. God, I thank you, Lord God, that you are answering. God, that you are yet answering, God. God, I thank you that you have dispatched your angels, God, and they are ascending and descending, Lord God, that they are ascending and descending, God, and they are taking our prayers up to you. God, I bless your name on today. God, because I can see the transaction happening even before my eyes. God, I bless you for the seraphim, God. I bless you for the cherubim, God. Thank you, Lord God, that we can cry, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, God, I bless you on today, God. So as we take our phones off of mute, God, we just want you to know that we are grateful, God. Grateful, grateful, grateful. God, we are so grateful, God, to be in your presence on today, God. God, we thank you, Lord God. We love you and we honor you, Jesus. God, we magnify your name, God. You are a great God. You are great. Need to be praised on today, God. God, if you don't do anything else, God, you've already done enough, God. We bless you, Jesus. We bless you on today. God, we start with a voice of triumph, God.
to forgive those that have harmed us, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
To forgive those, Lord God, that have hurt us, Lord God. This prayer, Lord God, I pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And Lord God, I say, thank you, Lord God, for your power, Lord God. For your power, Lord God.
Mighty is your name, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Reverend,
in the mighty name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord God.
You have established the foundations of the universe, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And of this earth in which we dwell, Lord. In the
yes,
name of which we have our being, Lord.
Yes,
Lord.
Oh, my story.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
All the things that I've been through.
Yes.
You can't feel my pain. What I had to go through to get here. You'll never understand my pain. Don't try to figure it out. Because my worship is for real, because my worship is for real. You don't know my story.
That could be anybody's worship today.
All the things that I've been through, you can feel my pain because it's all individual. What I had to go through to get here, to even just this point, God.
Yes,
you'll never understand my praise. Don't try to figure it out. Because my worship is for real. I've been through too much. To worship him. We owe him our worship.
Hallelujah.
He's brought us through too much. He's been too good to us. I've been through too much. To worship him. God, we bless you for this day, God. We bless you, God, because no one can tell our story, God, better than we can, God. But it's not just about telling the story, God. It's about we are being overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the words of our testimony, God. God, our tests, our stories are to bring somebody else up and out. God, allow us to be the hand to bring somebody else up and
yes,
out. God.
Yes, Lord.
Not for any purpose, any other purpose, oh God. Not to boast or brag, oh God, but to be the voice, God, that somebody needs to hear. God, to be the voice that somebody else needs to hear, God. God, that we can help somebody else along their journey, Lord God. God, and when they fall down, God, allow us to be there to wipe them off, God, to lift them back up, to encourage them, oh God, to speak a right now word that would speak to their very situation. God, we curse the spirit of lack now in the name of Jesus. God, I break it in the name of Jesus. God, I pick up the spirit, God, of depression for this time of year now in the name of Jesus. God, God, and I lose the spirit of love, joy, peace, and happiness. God, God, I bless you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Yes, Lord.
We ask you now, Lord.
God, I come up against the spirit of suicidal thoughts now in the name of Jesus. God, I curse it at the root. God, they shall live and not die. God.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. We declare it now. In the name of Jesus.
God, we curse every trap of the enemy, God. And we would not fall prey to it. God, every click, every schism, God, every demonic setup, God, every act of terrorism that he has before us, oh God, we cancel it now in the name of Jesus, God. Let us not be terrorists one to another, Lord God.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
God, we thank you for the gift of love. We thank you for the gift of giving on today, God. So, God, as we prepare to move into love, life, and victory, God, I feel your anointing on today, God. God, we bless you, Jesus. We bless you. God, I sense the spirit of heaviness on this call. God, somebody cry out to God. God, we thank you, Lord God, that even as we worship, God, that you are rearranging people's mindsets, God. God, we bless you, Jesus. We bless you, Jesus. We bless you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
God, every chain, every star, Lord God, broken in the name of Jesus, God.
God.
In the name of Jesus.
God. Call upon the Holy Spirit.
God, we fight in the spirit for our sisters and brothers on this morning, oh God.
God is the most powerful thing, Lord God.
God, and we apply the blood of Jesus over their lives, oh God, that the death angel must pass by in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, I call out Maddie's name in the name of Jesus, oh God.
Thank you, Jesus.
No going back on today. No going back on today, God.
Jesus. We need you, Lord God.
God, we bless you and we honor you on today, God.
Thank you.
As I prepare to pass the call, God, we love you and we honor you, Lord Jesus. For this is the day that you have made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Thank God and amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Yes.
Jesus.
Thank you,
God.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus, we bless you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bless your name, God. Bless your name, God. Bless you.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Sweet and wonderful is your name, Jesus.
Yes, God. Well, now is the time in the call where we like to open it up for those that didn't get a chance to say hello this morning. Is there anyone on the line that didn't get a chance to say hey? I would like to.
Good morning, Victory family. How y'all doing this morning?
Good morning, baby.
Good morning, son.
Want to roll down?
Pretty for trees.
Nice. Hey, good morning, baby doll.
Good morning, everyone.
This is Tiffany.
Good morning, Tiffany.
Good morning,
Deborah Evans.
Morning, it's Cindy. Happy birthday tonight, Jay.
Good morning.
Good morning, Cindy.
Good morning, Cindy. Happy birthday. Sanarte, if you're there. Didn't hear you yet. Are you there?
Good morning, everyone, and thank you, Sanarte.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Amen.
Yes, Nadie. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
Amen. Amen.
Was that Daryl Charles?
Thank you. Anybody else?
Good morning, this is Valuable Valacita.
Good morning, Valuable Valacita.
Good morning, family.
Good morning, family. Good morning, this is Ali.
Hey, Ali. Good morning, Ali.
Ali, Ali, action free.
It's Ravonda. Good morning,
hey,
Ravonda.
Good morning, Ravonda.
Anybody else? I wasn't expecting to do that, so I did it a little backwards. Any first-time callers this morning, on this Saturday morning? Amen. So, wow. So that was huge for me. Oh, but I bless God for giving it to me to share, having me go through it, directing me to do this, and for the strength to follow through. So I am still feeling very nervous, but just grateful for this time that we have this morning. Is there anyone that wanted, that had any response or connection or anything with the declaration this morning? We can start there before we move into
I just want to say that I am so grateful for the gift that's in me. Wonderfully, poetically, it was just wonderful in Georgia this morning. And you know what? I think that when we enter into anything, if we don't feel nervous, we have to be cautious. But I thank you for your strength and courage. Oh my God, it was wonderful.
Thank you, sister.
Erica, this is Juliet.
Go ahead.
That was awesome, awesome, awesome decoration. And I know it was, you know, it was deep, but the way that you brought it across, I mean, everybody can relate. I can relate in a sense because it's just thinking about gifts itself and how God gifts you with stuff and, you know, because sometimes you don't value yourself, you squander it, you know, and it lays dormant. So I wanted to tell you, it was just beautiful.
Yeah.
And thank you for your.
Hey, this is Tanya. Erica, I was blown away, literally. Like, I had to stop. At first I thought, I mean, I caught you, I followed you, I was with you every step of the way, being able to identify as a murderer myself. I absolutely identified with it, and the Lord just brought back to me this amazing call that we had, I guess it was last year. I'm getting my years so mixed up at this point, but last year where we talked about beauty for ashes, and we gave our babies names.
Yeah.
It was one of the most, I mean, we've had many, many powerful calls, but it was one of the most powerful, transforming, and healing calls that we had. One of, like I said, we've had many, but I thoroughly enjoyed you. the unique style in which you delivered. And had you not said I'm nervous, we never would have known. We never would have known. You're not allowed to say that anymore. Just be nervous if you're nervous. You know, we get those little butterflies.
Okay.
But you were so powerful. You were so powerful. I want to be in the discussion, but I've got to go. I'll probably call you to play back. Oh, my God, it's just I'm torn. I have to preach tomorrow, and I only have half of my sermon, so I absolutely have to go. But I love you all. Have a great discussion, and I'll see you all later.
Mm-hmm. I love you, Tam. I love you back. Thank you so much. Yes, that call is, that call is what that you were referring to, Tanya, is what really sealed the deal for me with the Claire victory, because I had only been on the call, because I think that happened around, I think it was May. I have just been on the call, I think, since either the end of March or the beginning of April. And so I had been on for a couple, maybe, it must have been April, because I've been on for maybe 3 weeks or so. And after that call, I mean, I was just like, I'm done. Like, this is my family. This is where I have to be. And God is here, and he's doing amazing things. And like I said in the declaration, you know, that was really the first time after that call and that I had really, I mean, I had acknowledged what I had done, but I never really acknowledged them. And so what happened on that call allowed me to really acknowledge them and then go through the grieving process. And so I'm just grateful. I think, Dee Dee, you were trying to share before Tanya.
Yes, good. I just wanted to say thank you for sharing that. And it seems like around this time of year, for those of us that can relate, how precious the gift of life is. And you did so well in sharing that. And it's something that we don't need to stay in it, but we need to revisit it, because there are some people who have not yet freed themselves from that guilt and shame. And I'm just like Tanya said, I'm so floored because of the way you presented it. And yes, that call, which stemmed the Beauty for Ashes page, is such a healing tool. If you would just, like you said, you can't put it, we try to put it out of our minds, but it's a reality. And it's just, I'm just amazed again this morning, Erica, and I love you and I thank you, because that also was another release. You know what I mean? Because my God, it's a beautiful testimony, and it's transparency is the healer. That's the key thing. You have to acknowledge it. And a lot of times I think if we try to put it out of our minds, it's never going to leave until you deal with it. You can only heal when you deal with the situation. So I love you, baby sister. I love you, and I love everybody on this call. And like you said, this declare victory, oh, my God. I'm addicted to y'all. Ain't none of y'all leaving me. No, none of y'all, we stuck together.
Yes, we do, Miss Dee. We love you too. Go ahead, Gail.
That declaration is in the top 10 for me. That was, there's no words to explain it. That was really, really touching, and I can only imagine what it took for you to do that. Thank you so much for your transparency. I was thinking that we should really do something with these declarations, like make a book out of it, do something. These need to be shared beyond us, because they are so healing and so inspirational, and they are lifesavers. They really are. And it takes a lot for us to do these declarations. A lot of times I know I don't care how many I do, I am so nervous when I do them. And we know God uses us to do these. Because there's no way we could just do it on our own. You know, I know we're smart and all of that, but it takes God to deliver them and to connect the different things, like the gift of life and our gifts that we do not use. God really used you that today, and I am so proud of you. Also, what I was thinking yesterday and today, one of the main things that will help us to heal is the first step is we need to be responsible, take the responsibility of the things we have done. And after we take the responsibility, we can repent. I think that those are the first two things that we need to do in order to heal from all the things that have come about in our lives. And as Dee said last night, that's the only way that we will not let our past punk us. And the devil will be defeated because